Now, I am very excited to introduce our guest for this morning. We are with Grace. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's very early morning. So
it is. I'm not good with mornings.
And neither am I. So, yes, thank you for being with us. We are here to talk about your last performance of the year in Hotbox. We'll get back to that in a little bit later on because we want to learn all about you. Mm-hmm. So you're 18.
I am, yes.
A little baby. And you're already smashing it. So how did you get into this music industry? Where did it start?
I started by doing a music blog that in lockdown. I started writing that and I interviewed bands and all stuff like that, which sort of got me into the music scene. And then a few months later, I decided that I wanted to release some of my own music because I'd always like played music, but I'd never really been brave enough to write something and put it out. So then I did that in lockdown. I started writing songs in lockdown too, and then released my first single at the beginning of this year.
That is insane. And what is that writing process for you? Like, some people have different. It's music first, lyrics second. What about you?
It's always completely different for me. I don't really have a method for it. It just sort of happens how it wants to happen and when it wants to happen. And sometimes I can go for like ages without getting a song that I like. And then sometimes I can just get loads back to back that I'm happy with. And there's never like one set way. It just happens.
Oh, and you released your first single this year.
Yes.
And you've already been opening for household names that everyone will know, like Alfie Templeman and Top Loader. That must be like such a pinch me moment.
Yeah, it really, both of those were like so surreal and so great, so amazing. Really good experiences.
Oh my goodness. And you, was the biggest crowd that you've ever opened for? Was that Alfie or was that Top Loader?
They were different sorts of crowds because Alfie was like a proper gig venue, gig at the Cambridge Junction, and then Top Loader was at Ipswich Fireworks Festival. So there was a lot of people there because it was obviously the fireworks festival, so there was loads of people there. So
wow, that is insane. So you're 18, mm-hmm. You're thinking maybe starting uni as mm-hmm. well, and you're not even thinking of doing music, but you're already got so many plans for next year as well. And like, give me a little bit of insight. You said maybe an EP next year.
Yes, I'm working on a couple of songs at the moment that I'm hoping we'll finish off the EP with the singles that I've already released.
Wow.
So then hopefully I can get some physical copies, like CDs or something, for that.
That'll
to start
be
taking
so
to gigs and
cool.
that next year.
And what's the inspiration for this EP? Is there a certain feeling, or is it just however you feel in that moment, that's the song that you're writing?
I mean, there's these five songs that are on it. They sort of all fit together in my mind because I've got other songs as well. Like, I've got a whole set of originals, but these five feel like they fit together. They sort of tell a story together. I wrote them all at a similar time, and it's just about stuff that's happened in my life. Like, obviously my single Zombie Conversations is about meeting people on social media, and it's all that sort of vibe about finding people, like having crushes and stuff like that, and things going wrong. So
just anything that anyone can relate to.
I mean, I hope people find it relatable.
Yeah, definitely. We've all been there. We've all had a crush and it's all gone wrong.
Yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. gosh. Don't want to feel like that again. Now we're going to listen to your song Addicted, mm-hmm. which is just great. I've heard
Thank
it before.
You.
Do you want to give the audience a little bit of insight about what this song's about?
Yeah, so this is my most recent single, and it is about having a crush on someone, but it's a bit exaggerated, a bit over the top sort of crush, you know, that's a bit too much, but yeah.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to Addicted.
You live would like to help charities in your local community, it's easy with a donation to Essex Community Foundation. We are a charity that gives funding to other local charities in Essex. We have already supported Billericay Community Garden, Homestart Brentwood, Frontline Partnership and many others. Visit our website at essexcommunityfoundation.org.uk to donate and find out how together we can make your community a more caring place to live.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
The KJL Group are your local providers of Kyocera, Konica Minolta and Lexmark copiers and printers with models to sort all types of organisations. With factory-trained DBS-checked engineers and a range of technologies to make your life easy, we offer honest, cost-effective contracts. Contact the KGL Group today to arrange a free print audit or discuss your needs with one of our friendly team at kjldocs.co.uk. KGL Group, for office technology made simple.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was great. That was Addicted by Grace Helver, and she is here in the studio with me.
Hello.
Hello. And now, will you be playing that at your next gig, which is in Chelmsford?
Yes, I will be. I've got a whole set with originals and a couple of covers as well for that.
Oh, yeah. So you'll be playing Hotbox December 4th. You're going to be supporting the band Sovereign.
December 1st.
December 1st. My goodness.
I think, unless I've forgotten, I'm not very good with dates. I think it's the first. Next Thursday. Yeah, that's the first.
Thursday. All over the place. I can't believe it's December already.
I know. It's come so quick.
I need to start doing my Christmas shopping. It's not good. December 1st. Mm-hmm. You excited?
Very excited. I've never played at Hotbox before. I've been there to see gigs, but this will be my first time playing. Yeah. And Sovereigns are a great band, so looking forward to supporting them as well.
It's a really lovely venue as well. So you said you do a couple of covers. Mm-hmm. Well, can we get a little bit insight? Are we allowed a little sneak peek about what covers you might be covering?
I mean, I swap between covers for different gigs, but I've done Arctic Monkeys, The Cure, Mazzy Star, so some of them,
Arctic
maybe.
Monkeys, yeah, they are good. They are really good.
They are. I've got tickets to see them, so.
Did you?
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Oh, my goodness. Are you going London?
I'm going Norwich, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you said that you were up in Norwich for doing some, like, college-y bits and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so tempted, but I couldn't justify it feasibly that month. I was like, maybe not. But yeah, I will be standing outside Carrow Road, just giving a little bit of a dance. That will be really good. What do you think of their new album?
I'm not gonna lie, I haven't listened to it loads because there's been loads of new music recently.
Yeah,
so I've been listening
been
to like
so
loads
much.
Of new albums, and I haven't got around to listening to that loads, so I don't really have any like strong opinions on it yet. But
yeah, I'm quite similar. I heard the first few singles that had come out of it, and I thought,
I haven't really sat down to properly listen to it yet.
Yeah, I wasn't like drawn in. And then, like you said, loads of new music came out. I was listening to the 1975 album, Taylor Swift's new album.
Yep.
Oh, just that's been on constantly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like yourself, didn't really draw me in. I felt like it was a bit more jazzy rather than their older stuff.
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of the Taylor Swift album as well.
Yes.
And like Sports Team had a new album out not that long ago, Starcrawler and Suede. So I've just been listening to
loads of new music recently.
Yeah, it's been so good.
It's been so good. It's been such a good year for music. Mm-hmm. So it's come to the end.
Yeah.
It's nearly 2023. Mm-hmm. So can you give us like your three most maybe pinch me moments or your most memorable moments from this year to do with your career?
Okay, so the first one was releasing my first single. That was back in February, and I'm really happy with how that's gone. Like, loads of people were really supportive of it, and it's got Over 25,000 streams on Spotify now. Woo-hoo. So that's like a pinch me moment. Also, the Alfie Templeman thing, just finding out about that was like, whoa.
Yeah, how does that, like, take me through, how did you find out about that?
Well, Alfie posted on his social medias that he was looking for, like, local support acts, and there was, like, an applied to play thing, so I sent off my Spotify links and my social media links, and then, yeah, just got an email saying that he'd like to offer me the support, and I was like, whoa.
Whoa, what's happening? That is sick.
And then also the Top Loader one would have to be the third, with Top Loader and Liberty X. Just meeting people in the crowd that like didn't know of me before and then heard me and then came and spoke to me afterwards is just, that's so fun. I've signed someone's phone case this year and all stuff like that. It's just really cool. It's so fun.
That is a proper moment. Someone asking you to sign their phone case. Mm-hmm. That's, you're rising up. You're rising up. Well, listen to Bella May, Boyfriend of the Year. This is a new song from her. And then we'll chat to you a little bit more.
She's about 5'3", petite, yeah, she's just your type. Ask a nominee for the good guy. Only took you about 2 weeks to go out and find another me. So, did you cook her breakfast in the morning? When did you become such a prince charming? Used to keep me for your eyes only. Why she's all over your Instagram story? And I don't mean to sound bitter. Got yourself a real winner, and I hope you're happy with her. And I bet she would get flowers in a morning text. Take her out for dinner, bring me all your friends. When she's upset, might even fake a little tear. Hey, look at you, boyfriend of the year. Bet you're making effort with a little brother. Go out for coffee dates with her mother. Congratulations, here's a little cheer. Hey, look at you, boyfriend of the year. Boyfriend of the year. Yeah, the first thought you had her over. Did you cook her up a carbonara? Then rose petals in a hotel on Valentine's. Well, I don't think that she knows a one size. I don't mean to sound bitter. Got yourself a real winner. I hope you're happy with her. And I bet she would get flowers in the morning text. Take her out for dinner and meet all your friends. When she's upset, might even fake a little tear. Hey, look at you, boyfriend of the year. Bet you're making effort with a little brother. Go out for coffee dates with her mother. Congratulations, here's a little cheer. Hey, look at you, boyfriend of the year. Get your saddle, get your medal. Oh, but when did you get so sentimental? Wouldn't dare to miss her birthday. And I bet she gets a gift on anniversaries. And I bet she would get flowers in the morning text. Take her out for dinner and meet all your friends. When she's upset, might even fake a little tear. Hey, look at you, boyfriend of the year. Bet you're making effort with a little brother. Go out for coffee dates with her mother. Congratulations, here's a little cheer. Hey, look at you, boyfriend of the year. Boyfriend of the year, boyfriend of the year. Raise a little cheer, boyfriend of the year. Let me make myself clear, swear I'm being sincere. Let's raise a little cheer for boyfriend of the year.
Wait a minute. with me, it ain't working. So take a minute, admit it, let's commit to it. It's a decision, and we get used to it. 'Cause we grow apart, we fall apart, we break apart. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. We're coming apart. We're coming apart. We're coming apart.
Phase Out Days with Come Apart there. Sorry, we had two songs because we were chatting too much off camera, and then we had a few pictures. We were chatting about Christmas, mm-hmm. saying obviously a very Christmassy person.
I am a very Christmassy person.
Thinking of putting your decorations up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, might inspire me, to be honest, because it's nearly December.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I can't be playing Christmas music quite yet.
Oh, I already have been playing some Christmas music. I have a lot of like emo Christmas songs that I like listening to as well.
Because you used to have a radio station, mm-hmm. yeah, radio show, didn't you? At this time, would you be playing Christmas music out live?
Maybe not yet, but as soon as it gets into December, I definitely would be.
Yeah, I'm thinking 1st of December, first Christmas song.
There's so many good Christmas songs though, so I just want to like play them all loads.
Yeah. I need to find some really new or like obscure ones this year.
Yeah.
Because like at my job, all I hear is Christmas songs throughout mm-hmm. December, but it's like the same 10 ones. So I need to mix it up.
Yeah. Last year I did like I put a different Christmas song on my story every day, like an advent calendar. And they were all from like not your everyday Christmas songs. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a great idea.
I'm probably going to do it again this year.
Oh, God, I can't wait. Can't wait. I'll be playing them on my show. Each week I'll be like, this is the new one that Grace suggested. So do you think, Christmassy person, love of a Christmas song, do you think you can see in the future of you releasing a Christmas song?
Maybe one day.
One day, you never know.
You never know. That would be fun.
That'd be fun. So you've got your show 1st December.
Mm-hmm.
Best way to start off the Christmassy period.
Exactly.
Final show of the year. It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And people, if they want to go, where can they get tickets?
There's a ticket link in my bio on like Instagram and Twitter. I'm on Instagram as Grace Calver Official and Twitter as Grace Calver _. And if you go into my bio, then there's the link to get tickets, and they're £6. So, yeah, you can get them on, like, Dice and places as well.
Definitely go and check that out. If you're in Chelmsford or you're in Essex, go to Hotbox. It's a really, really lovely venue. It'll be a really great night. Thank you so much for speaking to us,
Thank
Grace.
You for having me.
It's been great. It's been great to chat to you, get to know a little bit more about you. I can't wait to see what you do next year.
Thank you.
2023 is going to be a pretty epic year for you, mm-hmm. I imagine.
I do hope so, yes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that EP.
Yep, I'm looking forward to that EP too.
Yeah, that is going to, we'll definitely be playing that on here.
Thank
so
you.
Thank you so much.